I get you anything, sir?
Yes, we'd like something to drink. What would you like, Miss Fraser?
Nothing for me, thank you, Mr. Temple.
Are you sure?
Quite sure, thank you.
Steve?
No, thank you, darling.
Sir Graham?
I'd like a whiskey and soda.
Good. Have you any beer?
Yes, sir.
Well, a whiskey and soda and a beer.
Very good, sir.
I'm afraid I keep calling you Miss Fraser, Miss Nicholson. I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right. As a matter of fact, I simply can't get used to speaking without an accent. It's a most distressing condition to be in, I can assure you.
Miss Nicholson, why did you go down to Bournemouth in the first place?
We sent Miss Nicholson down to Bournemouth to keep an eye on Armstrong. We knew he was working for Marquand, and we had a suspicion that Marquand was mixed up in the Monton robbery.
When I got down to Bournemouth, however, I spotted Darwin, became suspicious of him, and decided to take rather an interest in the young man.
I see. Well, what happened that night at the Hotel Keramat?
Well, Marquand, Schreider and Quinn knew that Darwin was after the spectacles and...
And declared war on him.
Exactly. The night we dined at the Keramat, Quinn tried to murder Darwin, but Darwin was too quick, turned the tables on him, shot him, and placed him in his car. He then fixed up with Valkyrie, the waiter, to deliver the note to us. And while we were outside searching for Quinn's car, Valkyrie went out onto the terrace and fired a revolver to give the impression that Quinn had only just that moment shot himself.
Of course, the most interesting aspect of the... Yes, what is it?
I beg your pardon, sir. The wireless officer has just received this message.
Oh, thank you.
Well?
It's from Commandant Hakim. They've found the collection.
Oh, good.
That's good news, Sir Graham.
It certainly is.
Well, this looks like the end of the Sullivan mystery, darling.
Yes. Yes.
What are you going to do when you get back to London, Mr. Temple?
What am I going to do? I'm going to write a book, and when I finish the book, Miss Nicholson, I'm going to sit back with my feet on the mantelpiece and think of nothing more important than the temperature of...
Your beer, sir.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes, steward?
The gentleman in C cabin would rather like to have a word with you, sir.
Which gentleman?
The tall, thin gentleman, sir. You can see him through the door smoking a cigarette.
Oh. What's his name?
Delaney, sir.
All right. Tell him I'll meet him on the promenade deck.
Now, sir?
Yes, now.
Thank you, sir.